I can't lie in bed trying to sleep. It's just hopeless. I learned that a long time ago when I realized that I'd spent a lot of time lying in bed unsuccessfully, and that bed was being associated with a failure to get back to sleep. And I then decided that in future I would not lie in bed trying to go back to sleep. I would get out of bed and I would do something productive. And then I would gradually wake up and I would have achieved something. I came to learn that lying there in bed, surrounded by ideas that would reverberate in my head, was not very pleasant and didn't do me any good. So that's why I'm up. That's why I'm up at 4:47 in my office, crouched over a laptop, about to use it. That's why I'm sitting here in my pajamas, looking out on darkness caused more by the light in the office than by the absence of light outside, because it's already brightening outside. I went to bed setting an alarm clock. Very unusual thing for me to do. Only one reason why I set the alarm clock last night is that I wanted to wake at 6 o'clock this morning and didn't want to sleep it out. I wanted to walk the dog at 6 o'clock in the morning with my friend Roger Overall, who will be walking his dog at that time, and we would rendezvous at 6:15 out on the main road, and we would spend an hour together. And I wanted to do that. I wanted to do that a lot. And recently I slept it out for one such rendezvous, and it wasn't going to happen again as far as I was concerned. At that time I thought, look, my body needed sleep. I needed it. Therefore, I've slept it out. Therefore, the universe has willed that I shouldn't do one thing, that I should do another. And I moved on. And I suppose if I apply the same logic, the universe has willed that I should wake this morning at some ridiculous time like 4:25 and not be able to go back to sleep, because there is something that I'm called to do, something that the universe, behind my awareness, has decreed. I love the Greek myths. I love the Greek sagas. I love the idea that Odysseus had something to do, that he had something to say, that he had a battle to fight, that he had to go through a whole lot of emotions in order to decide to become a fighter. I even loved the idea that I'm mixing up Achilles and Odysseus, because it was Achilles that I was thinking of when I said he had something to do. He had to get off his arse and fight. He had to stop sulking, stop sitting in the corner. He had to stop having his own dispute with the king, whatever his name is, and it's gone out of my head this very second. But what I love most of all is that while all this so-called human drama was happening on the shores, outside Troy, the gods were having their dispute above. The gods were debating what should go on. The gods were talking about how the humans were acting. The gods and the humans were equal participants in a drama operating out of different realms. And in that way I love the idea that I am here in one realm, sitting concretely with the balls of my feet against the wooden floor in my office, crouched down, trying to create sounds into the iPhone, which I have lying on the table. So I am the hunchback of Glanmire right now. But I love the idea that I'm doing this while at the same time in a parallel universe, perhaps even a Philip Pullman type parallel universe. The gods are discussing what I should do next, totally unknown to me. And to those of you who know your Greek myths, you know darn well that in my head now must be the question about whether if I look out the single window of this office, I will see a god. That the gods will come across from one realm to another and will come and visit me. The gods have had their chance. Their realm was sleep. Their realm was dream. So I am woken from dreaming. Dreaming unremembered. But I am still woken. I am now awake. I am now alert. And I have no regrets. See, wishing he had no regrets. I wouldn't be telling the truth if I didn't say, I wish I were still fast asleep.